48. Dink Brennan finished his breakfast, then went to his computer address books and began making calls. It took three before he got lucky.
Hello? Hey, Vanessa, it's Dink. Hey, Dink, how are you doing?
Her voice was bright and inviting.
I'm doing great, he said. I don't know if you heard about Parker and Carson, but they're in rehab.
Yeah, I heard last night.
Best thing for them, really.
I can believe it. Last time I saw Carson, she was mucho strung out.
What's the name of that place they're in?
I can't think of it, but it's that place up in Westchester.
Oh, yeah, the Refuge.
That's it. When are you coming to town?
I'm in town. You want some dinner tonight?
Love to.
Come over here and we'll order in. He gave her the address. Say 7?
See you then.
Dink hung up and Googled the Refuge, got the address and a map. Then he put on a suit and tie, got his new briefcase, and went down to the garage for his car. An hour later, Dink pulled into the parking lot next to a large colonial house set in several acres of meadow and woodland. There was no fence, as there had been at the farm, and only the windows on the third floor had security screens. He wondered if Parker and Carson were up there. Dink walked into the marble-floored lobby and presented himself at the front desk.
"Good morning," he said, handing her Herb Fisher's business card. "I'm Herbert Fisher, attorney for Parker Mosley, who is a guest here. I have an appointment to see him."
The woman checked her computer.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Fisher, but I don't see an appointment here.
My secretary would have made it for 11 o'clock.
Perhaps she didn't call.
I'm going to have to speak to her about that, Dink said.
May I see him without an appointment? I've driven up here from the city.
Let me make a call, the woman said.
She dialed a number and explained the situation to her boss. Then she held out the phone to Dink.
Mrs. Elliot would like to speak with you.
Certainly.
Dink took the phone.
Good morning, Mrs. Elliot.
Good morning, Mr. Fisher. I just wanted to confirm you're Mr. Mosley's attorney.
Attorney for his family, Dink replied. His father asked me to come and see him.
Is this about getting Mr. Mosley discharged?
Not per se, Dink said, but his father did ask me to inquire about that while I'm here. Do you feel that Mr. Mosley is ready for release?
It's funny you should turn up here today, Mr. Fisher, because his case is up for review this morning and I was about to go to the meeting. Tell you what, I'll give instructions to have Mr. Mosley brought to the library, and if there are any developments, I'll contact you there before noon.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
He gave the phone back to the receptionist.
Yes? She said into the phone.
Yes. He gave me his business card.
All right.
She hung up.
Mr. Fisher, would you please go down this hallway to the end where the double doors are? That's the library, and Mr. Mosley will be brought to see you there.
Thank you,
Dink said. He reached for the business card.
Oh, do you mind if I keep this? It's my last one.
Not at all, she said.
Dink walked down the hall and let himself into a handsome walnut-paneled room filled with leather-bound volumes. He took a seat in one of a pair of wing chairs at a front window overlooking the grounds. A couple of minutes passed. Then a middle-aged woman in whites entered the room, followed by Parker Mosley, who was dressed in his own clothes, a blue blazer and khaki trousers.
"Mr. Fisher?" the woman asked.
"Yes. Parker's father asked me to come and see him."
Parker looked at him questioningly, then caught on.
"When you're done, if you'll just pick up the phone by the door and dial 0 and let us know, I'll come back for Mr. Mosley."
She left the room. Dink and Parker shook hands, half embracing.
"What the fuck are you doing here?" Parker asked.
"Sit down and I'll tell you."
They took the wing chairs by the window.
"How are they treating you?" Dink asked.
"They're about finished treating me, I think," Parker said. "I pretty much snowed them from day one."
"Have you seen Carson?"
"She's in the women's wing, but I see her at meals. We've had lunch together a couple of times."
"How's she doing?"
"She doesn't look so hot. Coming down off a cocaine habit is a little raw, if you know what I mean. I'm glad I never used it much."
"Carson has an addictive personality," Dink said. "Some people are just made that way."
"Yeah, I know. How the hell did you get out of that farm place?"
"Two ways. I snowed my keeper, and I turned 21. The keeper took me to a movie in the village, and I took a hike and picked up my car from the place you left it. Thanks, by the way."
"Yeah, sure."
"I came into my trust from my mother when I turned 21, Dink said. "And I'm well set up now. I snowed my dad, and he let me use a really nice apartment his firm owns. And guess who I'm having dinner with tonight?"
"Who?"
"Vanessa. You dog. Fuck her once for me, will ya? I'd be delighted. If you see Carson, better not mention Vanessa."
"Yeah, they're like second-best friends or something."
"Why did you come up here? It could be dangerous for you, you know. That cop that questioned me acted like he was going to make the world fall on you."
"I figured that out," Dink said. "They're going to do nothing to any of us, because it would get Herb Fisher's name in the papers, and his clients wouldn't like it if their lawyer got charged with rape. It's not dangerous, believe me, and I've got plans, sort of, for Mr. Fisher."
Parker smiled.
"Tell me." Dink leaned in. "Here's what I need from you." He had just finished telling Parker what he wanted when there was a knock at the door and a woman came in. Dink and Parker stood.
"Mr. Fisher, I'm Mrs. Elliot. We spoke on the phone."
"Of course, Mrs. Elliot. Do you have news for us?"
"Yes, I do. Mr. Mosley has been approved for discharge just as soon as his father can come to sign him out."
"That's wonderful news, Mrs. Elliot. Congratulations, Parker, on completing your treatment."
"Mrs. Elliot, it occurs to me that I can give Parker a lift back to New York and save his father the trouble of a drive out here."
"I'm afraid a parent will have to give written authorization," she said.
"That's all right. I have his father's power of attorney, so I can sign him out. Isn't this great, Parker? We can surprise your dad."
"Oh, it's great," Parker said. "Well, all right," Mrs. Elliot said. "Parker, why don't I walk you back to your room and you can pack your things? Mr. Fisher, you may wait here if you like, for Mr. Mosley to come back."
"Thank you so much, Mrs. Elliot, for everything."
Dink shook hands with her, and she left with Parker. Half an hour later, they were driving back to the city.
"You can bunk with me for a while," Dink said. "There are two bedrooms."
"Great," Parker replied. "I'm looking forward to this."